The next patient is Felix Agosto. The last name is A-G-O-S-T-O. Felix, F-E-L-I-X. This is the clinical case of an 89-year-old Hispanic male that has been followed in our practice because of the presence of CKD that is between 3A and 3B. The patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.43, a BUN of 19, and an estimated EFR of 47 mLs per minute. The patient has been in a stable condition. Thank you so much, honey. The patient has a minimal proteinuria. And the hemoglobin A1C between 8 and 8.5 percent, period. It is in the best interest to get a blood sugar under control, and for that reason we are going to prescribe Jardiance, which is a GLP-2 inhibitor, 10 milligrams on a daily basis with the idea of improving the blood sugar control and have renal protection as well as cardio protection, period. The prescription was called to Walmart, and we gave some samples to start taking 10 milligrams on a daily basis. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is out of control. As mentioned before, number three, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today, 145/73. We're going to continue with the same medications. Number four, the patient has hyperlipidemia. There is evidence of a cholesterol of 211, and the triglycerides pretty close to 200. This is related to the fact that the patient is with the elevated hemoglobin A1C, and the other possibility is the increase in the all the components of the lipid profile. The patient is supposed to be taking atorvastatin 80 milligrams every day. We emphasize the diet rather than making any changes in the prescription. We will follow closely. Following number. The patient has been complaining of retroesternal chest pain, chest discomfort. He has been evaluated by the cardiologist, Dr. Torres. He thinks that it's a GI problem. The patient has a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. We are going to prescribe famotidine 20 milligrams every day. And we are going to do a gallbladder ultrasound in order to rule out the possibility of cholelithiasis. The patient has a history of atrial fibrillation that is converted to sinusal. The physical examination fails to show the presence of irregularities in the heart auscultation. Period, the patient was evaluated by his cardiologist. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post 12 stents. He is taking aspirin. And he was recently seen by the cardiologist, as mentioned before. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, history of bladder rupture in 2020 that was repaired. follow a number, BPH, that so far is under control. He had a history of prostate cancer. He has not had hemorrhagic cystitis, and he doesn't have a prostatism. He follows with the urologist. We are going to reevaluate the case with a CMP and a gallbladder ultrasound in about 3 to 4 weeks. We invested reviewing the lab and the recent history. We spent 18 minutes in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.